Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked, you say, "Who is that man?" You try so hard to understand just what you'll say when you get home. 'Cause something's happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head, you ask, "Is this where it is?" Somebody points to you and says, "It's his." And you say, "What's mine?" And somebody else says, "Where what is?" And you say, "Oh my God, am I here all alone?" Because something's happened here, you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? The professors, and they all liked your looks. And with the great lawyers, you've discussed the lepers and the crooks. And you've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You very well read, it's very well known. But there's something happening here, and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel, and then you frown, and you put your eyes in your pocket, and then your nose is on the ground. You know there ought to be a law against someone like you coming round. You should be made to wear earphones, because something's happening here, and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? That's right. Something's happening here. You don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
From a man that covered both sides of the jazz fence and has been a force in the world of music and journalism for decades. That was jazz pianist, lyricist, award-winning national broadcaster, record and video producer, scholar, author, journalist, and father to a second-generation musical prodigy, Ben Sidran, with his take on Ballad of a Thin Man off the 2009 CD Dylan Different. So Ben has been a force in the modern-day history of jazz and rock and roll, playing keys or producing artists like Van Morrison, Diana Ross, Ricky Lee Jones, Mose Allison, and Steve Miller. Ever since he was six and playing boogie-woogie piano in Racine, Wisconsin, he has loved jazz, and it was Horace Silver that led him into that proverbial light. This modern-day Renaissance man was born in Chicago in 1943. From there, he moved to England later on in life to pursue a master's degree in American Studies at the University of Sussex, and that was to avoid the Vietnam War and to get that brain full of knowledge. It was at that time that he developed a relationship with musicians like Eric Clapton and even the Rolling Stones. After he received his doctorate in American Studies at the height of the war-induced grad school glut, Ben faced bleak prospects in academia. That was when he went into music full-time and the world of journalism, having shows on NPR, VH1, and being quite an accomplished cat in his own jazz rights. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Ben talked about how life has turned out up to this point.
I'm doing exactly when I was 13 years old I would have dreamed of doing. I mean, when I was 13 years old, the idea of meeting Horace Silver, for example, I would have traded anything for that. And the fact that I got to know him and I got to know a lot of other great musicians and I got to be a peer or at least a comrade of a bunch of them, you know, it's a tremendous thing I wake up with every day. And I love, the music really pulled me through. I have to say that if I remain positive through all the craziness, it's because I was connected to the music.
Man, he's one cool cat. Great to kick the show off with Ben. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has plenty of Renaissance types, jazz cats, fountains, and champions, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready and willing to give you the jazz delights. So on his path in broadcasting, Ben learned a lot along the way, and one in particular from the Philly jazz piano legend McCoy Tyner. As we go into the tune Beautiful Love live, listen to Ben describe his encounter with McCoy.
I was in New York. I was at a club named Slugs on the Lower East Side, and I was with a drummer named George Brown, who was a good friend of mine. I had known George all through the 60s. And he went to New York eventually and played with Sonny Rollins and Archie Shepp. And he was an acquaintance of Coltrane and all these people. Anyway, George that night introduced me to McCoy Tyner. And he said, McCoy, this is a friend of mine, Ben Sidran, a fine pianist. And Ben, this is McCoy. And I reached out my hand and I said, McCoy, it's an honor to meet you. And McCoy said to me, oh, Ben, don't do that to me. I was thunderstruck, you know. I understood immediately that by saying that, I was like putting up a wall between us. I'm Ben Sidran, and you're listening to me on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was jazz pianist, composer, and arranger Horace Silver with the song Hippie off the 2013 Definitive Jazz Collection CD. So his hard bop style was legendary, and his status as a king in the world of jazz is eternal. So this is another part of the Ben story and lore and lineage. So have a listen to Ben describe it a bit.
By the time I physically met Horace, I had done a lot of playing and traveling and a lot of radio interviews. At one point I was hosting this show called Jazz Alive for NPR, and my job was interviewing great musicians, and I was very comfortable with it. But when I finally met Horace, I was stunned. I couldn't speak, and I said to him, "Horace, I'm really sorry. I feel awkward. I'm not sure what to say to you because your music was so important to me." And he was wonderful. He said, "Oh, that's okay. We all go through it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." And we became friends.
So after Horace played tenor saxophone and piano at a school in Connecticut, he got his break on piano with his trio that was recruited by Stan Getz in 1950. From there, it was New York City and ramping up to the storm to take over the jazz world. So as we move right on into Horace Silver with Juicy Lucy, Ben describes the tune and its impact on his jazz psyche. Have a listen.
Oh, man. You know, it was his solo on the Horace Silver song Juicy Lucy on that record I had when I was 13. It was something about the solo. I of course, memorized the solo, but there was something about that solo that talked to me in a way that was phenomenological, you know? I really thought that it might be possible to translated into English or something. I don't know.
Thank you. this is Kevin Eubanks, and it's such a pleasure to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the man known as Klook, Kenny Clark, with the 52nd Street Boys, with the 52nd Street theme. So as you should know, the 52nd Street in New York City is a 1.9 mile long one-way street traveling west to east across Midtown Manhattan, known as the city center of jazz performance from the 30s to the 50s. And it was a hotbed of bebop where the jazz birds soared, literally and figuratively. One of the most memorable interviews that Ben conducted was with the master, Miles Dewey Davis. And not many folks got inside access to such a cool titan of jazz. And in general, Ben has had a hell of a ride, and he talked about it.
I feel grateful. I feel grateful for having the opportunity. I really do. I've been very lucky, you know. I've been in situations and on scenes, and through no fault of my own, I got to participate in a lot of stuff. I feel really grateful. I tried my best at one point to be a college professor because of my parents instilled that in me, that was a high calling. And I failed, you know. I wasn't that good at it, frankly. Now I'm good at it. Back then, I wasn't good at it.
So Ben talked about his Miles interview with some color in his tone. And as he does, we go into the Miles Davis sextet with the Thelonious Monk Quartet at Newport in 64 with the tune 2 bass hit.
Miles hugged me and said, come on in. Come on in, guys, you know. And we went in and we hung out for a couple of hours before we did the interview. Miles was cooking. He made, beans and rice, and he took me on a tour of his pad, and he showed me, he took me, at one point he was talking about Cicely Tyson, who was his wife at the time, and the amount of clothes she had. He said, man, you gotta come up here and see this. And he took me, he showed me her closet, and all these records that he was listing. It was just a hang, really. And then, a couple hours into it, he said, so you want to interview me, huh? I said, yeah, man, I really do. He said, okay, let's go. And we went and sat down and we talked, and so it was part of a hang, really.
Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I am Katie Bull, a jazz singer from New York City. Listen to the music.
When on foreign shores I am, very truly yours I am. But if inclined to play, I am. Sweetheart, that's the way I am. When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for fundador. You know how a fundador can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to friends drops in from the blue. Cherchez l'amour, I'm begging you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. And though from Italy, except now and then in Rome, I get that old yen in Rome, and naturally when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. Thank you. chercher l'amour. I'm begging you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome I do as the Romans do. If I write happily, best wishes from Napoli. Don't text me back snappily to tell me we're through. 'Cause once again in Rome, in somebody's den in Rome. Oh, honey bunch, when in Rome I do.
That was San Diego native and multilingual jazz vocalist Allison Adams Tucker with the 2016 tune When in Rome off her Wanderlust CD. So she began singing before she could speak and was raised by classically trained musical parents, performing in front of audiences at 5. She studied piano, flute, violin, dance, and voice from elementary school and holds a BA in linguistics and music vocal performance and an AA in Italian. She grew up on the border in Mexico and was exposed to a lot of different languages, and she's been all over the world giving fans her music. Coming your way next on the show is Toronto-based and Winnipeg-born multi-award-winning bassist and composer Dave Young with the 2002 You Must Believe in Spring, and We Do Around Here off the Manhattan Echo CD, as we ramble on down this avenue of jazz echoes right here on Neon Jazz.
Bob Ringwald. You're listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the Fulton Street Jazz Band with the 2007 tune, High Society. The band was formed in the early 70s by pianist Bob Ringwald and destined to be known as the father of actress Molly Ringwald. This brilliant California pianist put together the Trad Jazz Band, originally based in Sacramento, and performed around Northern California and traveling on the jazz festivals. He's always been local and he's always been prolific. From one of Canada's leading saxophonists, this is the great Kirk MacDonald with the tune 1000 West off the 1998 CD The Atlantic Sessions as we start toning down this hour of jazz, kids. Thank you. Again, that was the crazy talented Canadian jazz sax cat Kirk McDonald with 1000 West as we begin our way towards the close of this hour of music together. And the honors go to clarinet master Benny Goodman and his orchestra in tow. This is the 1938 tune Bach Goes to Town. And with that, we need to head out of Jazz Town. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a jazz hitchhiker with plenty of soul, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out. We always love to hear from you. We are always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
You don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.